After Hurricane Matthew tore through Haiti's rural southern peninsula on Tuesday, the country initially reported 5 fatalities, but that was because transportation to the hardest-hit areas was cut off by a major bridge washout. A much darker picture has since emerged. Matthew's furious winds and torrential rain decimated cities like Jérémy and Lékaye. Wednesday, the Haitian government said at least 108 people had died. Interim President Joselin Privert called it catastrophic. Ed Lozamo hosts a morning radio program in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
A lot of places they haven't reached yet. And so I'm sure under the rubble, you're going to find people who tried to ride it out and didn't make it. So the death toll at 108 that the government announced today is going to be much worse than that. You're talking about Port-Salut, Chardonnière, Les Anglais. All these towns are pretty much wiped out completely.
Lozamo says Haitians in the south may not have had enough advance notice of the hurricane to evacuate, but many would not have left anyway.
Haitians, people on the countryside, they care a lot about their properties, their farms, and they won't leave their homes.
Lozamo also works with a Haitian relief organization called the Man Dodo Humanitarian Foundation. He says the good news is that the government has finally reconnected Port-au-Prince to the southwest peninsula and can get supplies in.
They created an alternate route around where the bridge was, and that'll make it a little bit easier for relief to get down the south. Humanitarian aid, that's what's more important right now. Water, food, toiletry items.
The government also made it clear it does not want to be as dependent on international relief as it was after Haiti's massive 2010 earthquake. But it will certainly need foreign donors and relief groups to deliver aid and help rebuild. Christy Delafield is a spokesperson in Haiti for the Oregon-based nonprofit Mercy Corps. She says the organization is sensitive to Haiti's concerns about NGOs.
A lot of the images so far that we've seen have been taken from the air, and the devastation looks frightening. But as we're determining what the needs are, we simultaneously look at whether or not there are shops open that have those supplies available for sale. It's always preferable to keep the money in the local market and keep the economy moving, because that stimulates recovery.
The U.S. military Southern Command, based in Miami, is also deploying ships, helicopters, soldiers, and sailors to southern Haiti. The mission is called the Joint Task Force Matthew. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.